My favorite. My favorite. Professor X, with a full head of hair, is standing on business when it comes to this migrant crisis. But first, before we talk about what's happening with the migrant crisis, let me tell you what some people are doing over there in Chicago, because they have a heart full of gold.
Today, food was delivered to families staying in this South Shore building. In recent days, 57 Venezuelans moved into this building on South Essex. That's according to Chris Amator, who says he owns the building.
I just decided, hey, I got the heat on, I got gas, I got electric, water. I go, let's fill them and we'll worry about the details later.
Over the last 9 days, Amator says he felt moved to offer shelter in his vacant apartments after visiting the city's landing center and a shelter for new arrivals.
I saw five-year-olds with no jackets on the streets. You know, I was taking my jacket off, putting it on them, and I'm like, tomorrow is going to be negative 14. I'm like, what's going on?
Amator says over the last 9 days, he, his family, and a couple of volunteers have taken in 448 adults and children at 15 of his residential buildings. Some neighbors posted video of the building on Essex, alleging people were breaking into the building and that the building was not safe.
It's frustrating.
Veronica Cotton is a lifelong South Shore resident and new business owner. But she shares she and her sons were homeless a couple of years ago, and they didn't get the help they needed.
Not saying that it's not right to help them, but it's not right for others not to get help as well.
Amator tells us there was no break-in on Essex. While he acknowledges his impromptu efforts to help new arrivals was not the most organized, today we even saw windows being unboarded. But he says he wanted to do something.
I just decided to submit my free will and do God's plan, and I feel that, you know, I'm just going to keep doing what is right, and wherever the chips fall, that's...
Do y'all know why they board up windows? Y'all know why they board up windows most of the time? Because it's windows inside of the building, and he owns the building, and I'm not sure what he was doing with the building. One of the reasons that they board up the windows is so you can't tear up the windows that's already there. That's why they board up the windows. It's not because, or just because, oh my God, we don't want the elements to get in. It's because they don't want you breaking into the building itself, and that's why they board up the windows. And it's amazing to me how we have so much generosity, and we're touched with love and compassion for people that don't even speak the language, yet we have no compassion for the people that you live right next door to. That's normal. It says it in the scriptures. It even says it in your own home. It says a prophet gets no love in his own home. Absolutely no love. Look, your brother, your homeboy down the street, he can't get $5 from you. He can't get $5 from you. But this person that you ain't never seen before, you move with such compassion. Rita.
Yes.
Before you continue to try to put on some more sexy stuff, what do I usually stop by the ATM and do?
Get out money.
I get a lot of cash every single day. Every single day, I get about somewhere between $100 and $250 in cash. Now, I feel kind of bad because I haven't been able to do that over the past week because I've been in the home and we got to put home first, right? We got to make sure that the people at the crib is first. But I always over love on people. I give people money every day. I make sure I take care of them. I make sure that I feed them. You know why? Because these are my neighbors and they don't have to necessarily live next to me in order to be my neighbors. These are people that I see struggling on a regular basis. Struggling on a regular basis because I have so many comps at certain hotels, and when I'm not bringing people in at the best hotels, I make people put people in hotels that I see need places to stay and stuff like that because I built a relationship with them. Whenever my DoorDash driver comes, these are people that actually is trying, and so I want to exponentially multiply the results of what they're trying to do, and so that's why I tip well. See, I don't want to give resources over to people that's just not trying or that I don't know. If I see somebody working their butt off and they give it my DoorDash, or I go into a restaurant, people can't understand. They'll say, well, I don't tip at a restaurant because they employers should pay them this, right? Cool. You got your opinion. I got mine. My opinion is because they are actually going to work every day and they're doing it legally, I want to bless them because I've been so blessed and I understand what it feels like to be getting it out the mud and getting it from the bottom. And sometimes you just need an extra boost. That's why we give what we give away inside of the Patreon, because we want to give people the inspiration as well as the information, because maybe they just need a little bit of a boost. And so my bill of whatever it is that I go and dine out at a restaurant, and this is just what I build into what it is that I'm going to do, is going to be 100% of whatever my bill is. If my bill is $150, then the tip is $150, and that's what we roll with. Especially at the breakfast places, because breakfast food be so cheap. But we always have so much compassion for the people that we don't know. In relationships, you don't give a F about the person that you lay next to, but then you run into this random on the street and all of a sudden you want to give them all of your love. That's the nature of people. That is the nature of people. I'm going to do everything I can because I'm so moved. Telling me you ain't never seen a homeless person before? You live in Chicago. You ain't never seen a homeless person before, huh? It's just not in you. You just want some special accolades and you had to call the news in order to get that visibility, right? Now, I'm not hating on him. I'm just telling you the nature of people. Meanwhile, what's happening over here in Texas is that it's a border standoff.
Top Texas officials say they will not comply with a deadline to allow federal border agents access to a park along the Rio Grande.
So the tension between the state and the federal government has led to some calls for the president to take control of the Texas National Guard. Fox 4's Blake Hansen in now with the latest. Blake.
Yeah, Heather and Steve, federal agents, the federal government had demanded that its agents get access to that park that has been a high crossing area by tomorrow. It is a small area on a big border, but it's a symbol of this dispute between the state and the feds that is ramping up.
The state of Texas is adding more razor wire along the border even after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling paved the way for the feds to take it down. And Governor Abbott shared Thursday why he thinks there's constitutional backing for the state to do what it needs.
Shout out to Professor X. Shout out to Governor X. That's the real X.
So it was the states that created the United States. And when the states voted to create the United States and have a constitution, included in that agreement was the compact that the federal government would take care of the states.
The Supreme Court ruling.
Gangsta Love, I'm going to address you shortly when I read the super chats. I got you. I'm going to answer your question directly.
Allows for federal agents to cut the razor wire, but there's been no decision yet on the case as a whole.
Regardless of what federal statute may exist, the Supremacy Clause means that the Constitution itself is the supreme law of the land. The Constitution itself provides Texas with a right of self-defense in this case, because the United States has abandoned its responsibility to defend Texas.
Meanwhile, federal officials demanded the state of Texas allow access to Shelby Park, a high crossing area the state took over earlier this month.
Kyla, I agree. So I'm going to address it once and for all.
Attorney General Ken Paxton told Fox News the state does not plan to comply with a Friday deadline to grant access.
We're talking about 2.5 miles of a 1,260-something mile border along Texas, and suddenly they've got to have access right here.
With the state and feds at odds along the border, some have called on President Biden to federalize the Texas National Guard. White House officials addressed the matter aboard Air Force One Thursday.
Is the administration considering federalizing the Texas National Guard?
About this the other day, I don't have any decisions with respect to that to speak to for the president. I don't have anything on that.
Meanwhile, optimism for a new border security deal in Washington appears to be waning. This after former President Donald Trump argued a deal would be meaningless and a gift to Democrats.
Former President Trump has indicated to senators that he does not want us to solve the problem at the border. He wants to lay the blame for the border at Biden. And the idea that that someone running for president would say, please hurt the country so I can blame my opponent and help my politics is a shocking development.
Meanwhile, Senate negotiators say the legislation is close to done and don't agree with waiting.
I don't agree on that, and the reason I don't agree on that is, one, we have a constitutional responsibility to be able to protect the country and its safety. The things that are in this bill, Donald Trump would actually want to be able to have as president on this.
I like the fact that Republicans seem to be, for the most part, sticking together. Actually, I don't even want to play this next video. I want to play something else. Hold on. Because I seen this earlier. Hopefully I can find it again, but I had seen it earlier. I wanted to use this as one of the clips to talk about something specifically, but let me play this while I'm looking for it.
Let's continue this conversation with Congressman Keith Self, Republican from Texas. Congressman, thanks for being with us this morning, sir. As you well know, the rhetoric here keeps ratcheting up by the day. This moment, it feels new, right? It feels like a new boiling point yet to be seen between Texas and the White House. What do you see this standoff ultimately leading to in your state?
Look, the border is at the boiling point, and I think you're seeing a movement across the nation now. Governor Abbott, supported by 25 other governors. This is a constitutional standoff. Texas has the right to repel an invasion if the Biden administration fails, which they have failed miserably. This is a constitutional right in the guarantee clause that Texas has the right to repel the invasion. Governor Abbott is exactly right. And I think the governors will prevail in this because you cannot nationalize 25 states' National Guards if we all band together and do this together.
Yeah. And I wanted to get your...
I don't understand where the division lies. That's my thing. That's my biggest thing. I don't know why it's a division between people in a general sense that we don't fundamentally agree on open borders. Borders should not be open. I don't know why this is such a big issue. This is nothing to even argue about. But let me tell you what's really happening is that they basically leveraging funding for the borders because they know that that's meaningful to the people, especially if you are a right-leaning conservative. They know that this is meaningful to you. And so what happens is they're using this in order to try to get funding for other things like what's going on over in Ukraine and Israel. And so the people are the pawns. We the pawns. We paying them, and they're using our dollars against us. That's basically what's happening. And we all are basically saying, like, yo, it's some things that we don't have to fight about. We can fight about a lot of stuff, and we can have a difference of opinion on a lot of things, but I don't know if the majority of the country would be open with the fact that anybody can come in at any time and it's open borders. We don't leave our houses open. We don't leave our houses open. It's silly. It's stupid. So, y'all said put some alligators in the river. Man, listen, I can't as a man with a platform advocate for that.